Well, we're getting set for the 2014 and 2015 performing arts season at Sangamon Auditorium UIS. Director Bob Vaughn joins us today to talk a little bit more about the lineup, and it all starts in the month of August, Bob.
Yeah, we're going starting a little early this year. Customarily, we would not go up against the state fair, but, you know, we have a rental event. Willie Nelson, who postponed last year after he became a little bit tired after his participation in Farm Aid.
Now, you mentioned rental event. Can you give a little indication what that is?
Yeah, well, we work with various promoters, private promoters around the country, and particularly in the Midwest, to present various shows. Those shows don't represent any risk to the university. A lot of our season events are, I have to balance and take a lot more care in assuring that we some of the events pay the bills for the other more mission oriented events. Yeah, both Willie Nelson and Bill Cosby are rental events this year.
Well, you mentioned Willie, and then we move on to, again, in August, just a couple of weeks later, the Moody Blues.
Yeah, well, it was the, you know, the day after my wife's birthday, you know, and she had a son by a previous marriage and named him Justin. And so I thought, well,
Justin Hayward,
yeah, and she was a big fan back then. And I thought, well, all right, this looks like it ought to happen. And they were always out of the price range, but we were able to make it all work this year. And boy, tickets went quickly. Now, there are still a few holds and some up around the edges that we can sell. But by the time we get close to this date, I predict we'll have everything sold. Never give up, though, because we occasionally have situations where we'll have somebody with a family emergency or something that wants, that would like very dearly to get out from under a ticket reservation. And we can often facilitate that and make it happen for you. So, and by all means, call our ticket office. Deal directly with our ticket office. You have to be careful. If you go online sometimes, if you don't put www.sangamonauditorium.org in, you may get a secondary ticketer. And you could pay considerably more for your ticket if you do that rather than calling and talking directly with our ticket office. Sarah Giroux, you know, Fred Giroux used to be the manager of Hoagland Center for the Performing Arts. And Sarah is his granddaughter. Sarah is also, in her own right, a spectacular musician, graduate of New England Conservatory of Music, and also has won many, many Roots Music Awards and Americana Music. And we'll have a terrific concert down in the studio theater to kick off our Kitchen Sink series.
And how has that worked through the years? I know that it's a little different than what you see in the main theater. We're talking about maybe acts that in some cases are not as well known, mm-hmm. but it's a more intimate setting.
It's been beautiful, yeah. We have a regular audience for these events, but, you know, as the name Kitchen Sink implies, we're all over the map with what we present on that series. This happens to be a Roots Music event. And we always have them sign our Kitchen Sink display outside the studio theater. Now, this is on the first floor. If you came in the teardrop, it'd be on that same floor. Or if you come into the main auditorium lobby on the second floor, it's just down the flight of stairs there, and you're right in the lobby for the studio theater.
We're talking with Bob Vaughn. He's director of Sangamon Auditorium at UIS, talking about the upcoming 2014-2015 entertainment lineup. Certainly, you mentioned it earlier, but it's worth repeating again. Bill Cosby is on tour, what he's calling his Far From Finished tour, and he'll be in Springfield Sunday, October 5th.
Yes, Bill Cosby has also seen a resurgence. I think he may be a little more serious now, though I doubt it. He claims to be, I don't know, I've heard him speak there not terribly long ago, and he was addressing a more formal kind of an agenda, but boy, what a funny guy that guy is. I mean, a sense of humor off the charts.
And he's been off the road for quite some time as far as doing comedy tours like this. So this is really a rare opportunity. Could be the last time he does this.
Yeah, you never know. It's kind of the same thing with B.B. King when he's out there. You know, you want to be sure and catch him. And, you know, if you came to hear him just play amazing blues, you might, yeah. He's maybe not as adept as he was in his heyday, but nonetheless, it might be the last time. And these guys, some of these guys say, well, that's it. I'm going to tour until I drop, really.
Well, run through some of the others that we've got coming up here in the 2014, at least, up through the end of the year. A pretty diverse lineup.
Yeah, we're doing another Kitchen Sink event, O Sole Trio, which is a classical trio, but actually soprano, tenor, and keyboardist, who also doubles on violin. But they're doing kind of the Italian contribution to popular music, and well, beginning with Italian folk tunes, up through operatic arias and pop tunes of the 50s and 60s and so forth, the Sinatra and et cetera. So it's just a lovely event. We're going to do an Italian meal, of course, in the auditorium lobby prior to the event for several of our events. Over the next season, we'll do pre-concert meals. Then, let's see, we have Ian Anderson coming in on October 17th. People talk about Jethro Tull. If you're not referring to the agronomist, you know, you're talking to about the rock band. Ian Anderson is the person that comes to mind as the flutist for the for Jethro Tull. Multi instrumentalist again. He plays string instruments and so forth. He's going to split the concert into two halves. First half, he's going to do his new album Homo Erraticus, and which is a continuation of a three-part piece that he began back with Living in the Past. And then the second half of the program is the Jethro Tull hits. And he's bringing a full band, and he has some preliminary video and so forth. And then we go, and that's the 17th of October. Then that Sunday, the Mark Morris Dance Company doing a program called Excursions. Mark Morris has been a frequent performer on the Krannert Center's season and is on their season again this year. But it is, again, part of the ongoing series of presenting the finest modern dance companies in America and in the world on our stage. Then we bring in the National Acrobats, People's Republic of China. Then on the 25th, I noticed that touring Europe at one point with Paul McCartney and with Sting was a performer known as Bassa Kukuyati. He's an Ngoni player. Now, the Ngoni is a West African instrument, stringed instrument, a gourd instrument, one of the precursors to the development of the banjo. This individual is dedicated to the preservation of the musical style and the performance. It's in the Studio Theater again in the Kitchen Sink, 25th of October. Then November 2nd, Anything Goes, pre-concert dinner with the Sage Society lead, Cole Porter. I mean, it's a lovely, lovely Broadway show. December 1st, All Is Calm, the Christmas Troupe of 1914. You probably have recall some the story in the from the trenches of World War I. 100 years ago, Brits and the Germans ceased fire on Christmas Eve and sang Christmas carols back and forth, played soccer and so forth, and this will feature some actors from theater La Di Da and Cantus, which is an all-male vocal ensemble, in a commemoration of that spectacular event. Then December 5th, we're featuring a film, actually. We've never presented a film before, but this was premiered down at South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. And it's the name of the film is Born in Chicago, and it features a lot of the rock and popular music artists in Chicago who spent time in the clubs learning their craft in the blues from the masters, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, etc. We're going to have the film on the 5th and then on the 6th. And thanks to the Illinois Arts Council for their support for the Chicago Blues Reunion, where we'll have Harvey Mandel, Nick Gravenides, a lot of the guys from the Chicago scene that formed groups such as the Electric Flag or Canned Heat. And
starting on December 19th, you have the Broadway show Sister Act coming in. But you have indeed a lot of Broadway acts and touring companies that will be performing over the next several months.
Well, we do, and we have an interesting season this next year. You know, last year was a huge season, and we had to scale it back a little bit, and we don't have another product like Jersey Boys out there. So we're bringing Sister Act on the 19th. We'll have a reception for friends of Sangamon Auditorium on that around that event also, around the holidays. And then also on the Broadway series is a return visit by Stomp for young audiences who haven't seen this kind of an attraction before. We thought it would be good to bring them back. Also bringing Mamma Mia back because it has been doing great numbers all over the country, and it seems to have a dedicated audience, and also people who love ABBA and who have seen the show return for it. Then we also have at Broadway the Peter and the Starcatcher, which is a prequel to Peter Pan, which is an amazing bit of theatrics. And then because Million Dollar Quartet last year, we were not able to accommodate all the requests, we're going to bring it back again this year on May 3rd for those that missed it. So, you know, that's really our Broadway series, and there are six titles, three of which are new titles to the community, and three that are repeat events, or we're trying for some new audiences.
Before you get away, Bob, let me also mention you have in May 14th, another legendary name from the folk and rock music scene, Roger McGuinn's going to be here.
Yes, Roger McGuinn, who founded the Byrds, the legendary group. You know, McGuinn and McGuire still getting higher in L.A., if you know where that's at. You know, they from Creek Alley, from
right.
The Mamas and Papas. But McGuinn is a spectacular 12-string guitarist and guitarist in general. And so we thought, well, let's bring in Roger and have some fun in the Kitchen Sink series with him and his cowboy hat and his 12-string and see what we come up with.
And you are offering, I know, different ticket packages for people if they are interested more in the Broadway acts, or if they're interested in some other performers that are coming in, they can look at different ways to purchase tickets.
We're currently, until August 18, we're currently selling packages, and that is Broadway series. You can buy four or five or all six events. In visiting artists, you have to select, say, six different events to qualify for the reduced price ticket. And then you could include Kitchen Sink events as well on this. Now, we're not offering formally a family series this year, but we've designated various events as family friendly. So, and we will have some some activities in the lobby ahead of those particular events for suitable for families and so forth. So, there's a lot of activity this year and great fun. So don't miss it. Great entertainment value. Like, you know, with Broadway, for example, you can buy a season ticket for $196. You'll pay almost that much for a single ticket or more on Broadway for a single event. So it's a heck of a bargain, and it and great entertainment.
And a lot closer as well.
Oh, much, much closer, yeah.
Well, good luck, Bob. It looks like another great year at Sangam Auditorium.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
You can find a link to the auditorium and the entire entertainment lineup at our website, wuis.org.